Hi, this is Ryan Brocco from the Dallas Mavs, and I recommend you buy an NBA Australia t-shirt.
Yeah! NBA Australia! How you going? That's right, welcome to NBA Australia. It's Wednesday, October 23. I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff, that walking round money. I'm here in Larry Armour Studios giving you the lowdown on who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA season today. That's right. We're back for Season 3 of NBA Australia, breaking down, wrapping up every little bit of NBA action for you while ripping Australia just a little bit, mate. It's just what we do. All right. So what it do, baby? The NBA is back. And we had two corkers to kick off the season. So we're pretty stoked about that. So that's all going to be covered with the game wraps and all the usual dumbassery. Yes. Finally, it's back. That's not a knife. Oh, mate, no, mate. Spud of the night, pantsing the evening. Better than Lonzo Ball. Of course, we've got Yeah Nah. We've got the unpopular opinion of the day. And we've got Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up a flame grilled take. We've also got a new Shane Heal Shoot Your Shot. Shoot is shoot. Light him up award. And we're going to finish up with a brand new Rowdy's Reco. But the best part is we're also going to do some predictions for the NBA Awards and the 10 best over-unders for regular season wins. It is awesome. Can't wait. When we finish this up with the Rowdy Reco, you're going to be just sitting there going, God, that was fucking bloody awesome. How good's this? All right, man. Great show. Let's get into it. NBA Australia episode 339. NBA's back. Let's go!
This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
What? You better. If you're China. China. That's right. Shaq's jumped in on the Daryl Morey side of the Chinese controversy. That's good. But anyway, what else should you watch out for? I don't know. The attack of the, killer Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet. Damn. Especially with the Pelicans. Love this. All right. Let's get into the daily whip round. We're off. The NBA season has started. It is awesome. I'm happy. You're happy. Everybody's happy. Wasn't it just great to have fucking Reggie Miller and Chris Webber back on your airwaves ruining everything? How are they so bad? Oh, my God. And Marv Albert talking about someone else's exotic taste I found a bit on the nose today as well. But anyway, look, you should also watch out for the attack of Lakers fans if you're the Clippers, right? Because that's what happened in today's game. The old booze out there for Kawhi when he was introduced at a Clippers home game. I guess that's the problem when you play in the same city as your your most dastardly rivals, basically. Get your own shed already, Clippers. Come on, mate. Anyway, look, so today was awesome. Happy to be back. This is unreal. Today's show is very late because the squid got a little bit sick. So sort of put a spanner in the old works and old mate being stuck at work, me stuck with the squid, who was, pretty sick. So, look, we're going to try to knock this one out quick as, and hopefully it'll be as good as usual. Look, we're going to try to hit 30 minutes on the nose with shows this season. That's what we're going to try to do. And unfortunately, also means we don't have the video for today, just because, shit got all sideways. So, all right, let's really quickly do some award predictions for this year. We didn't do it in yesterday's show. We promised it for today along with the best over-unders for you to make some money. So let's do it. The award predictions for NBA Australia for this year. Da, 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 da. Who are we predicting who wins the awards? Well, the MVP this year will be Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's going back-to-back. Trust me. Yes. Believe me. Believe me now. Make money off me later. Giannis going back-to-back. They won't win the finals, but he will win MVP. Defensive player of the year will be Rudy Gobert, Zestafa Tower, unless Miles Turner catches him. It's a tough one, but I'm tossing up between the two of them. Rudy's got it for me. Rookie of the year will be Ja Morant. I've been plugging this the last week, and then Zion went down anyway for 2 months, and I'm like 100% vindicated. Ja Morant is your rookie of the year. Coach of the year will be Kenny Atkinson. I feel like everybody like, oh, wow, look what he's doing, a really good job in Brooklyn. Whereas anyone's paid fucking half amount of an attention is like gone, oh, fuck, yeah, he's been kicking ass like with a shit roster, and now he's got a good roster, and they're doing well. So there you go. Sixth man of the year be Lou Williams, just because with all the extra attention on the Clippers, everybody like, ah, oh, Lou Williams is just incredible. He might even come close to being like, you know, the second leading scorer on a team that has Kawhi and Paul George. Most improved player will be John Collins. That's a tall cocktail. Leading scorer will be James Harden. The most disappointing team will be the Golden State Warriors. Most surprising team will be the Dallas Mavericks. The runner-up in this year's NBA season, as mentioned on yesterday's final preview show, will be the Clippers. And the champion will be your Philadelphia 76ers. Love it. All right, so what were the 10 best over-unders that NBA Australia had for you to make some money this year? Better jump on this quick, pals, because there's some rippers. All right, best over-unders for you to make some money. The Charlotte, under 23.5 wins. Take that under right now. Same with the Cavs, number 2, under 24.5. There is no way they win more than 24 games, this Cavs team. Indy, under 46.5. I like that a lot. I feel like they top out at about 44. The Spurs, over 46.5. I think they get to 47. Look, but Jimmy, you said in your preview that you think they would probably top out about 45. Yeah, look, but also the Spurs will win 47 no matter what. The Knicks, under 26.5, is a lockiest lock since locks were locked. The Wiz, under 27.5 as well. They've literally got one good player. Like, what the fuck are we doing thinking they're going to win 28 games? Get the fuck out of here. The Denver Nuggets, over 53.5. I love that. I think they come very close to winning 60 games this year. But as mentioned in the season preview, getting over 52, 53, 54 is going to be very hard in the West. But I feel like Denver gets to 56, no problems. Philly in the East, over 54.5 is number 8. They are going to smoke that over. They are going to be very good. And you're going to see tomorrow against Boston. Don't worry about that. The Bucks, over 57.5. We talked about this yesterday with Kane Pittman. Hey, Kane, on ya with the NBA Australia gig. That's unreal. That's right. Recurring guest Kane Pittman is now an employee of NBA Australia. Good on him. Not NBA Australia, not to be confused, just saying. And finally, number 10 on the over-under. It's a bit of an interesting one here. The Golden State Warriors, under 47.5 wins. Just look at their roster outside of Steph and Draymond. And you, like, D'Angelo Russell, everybody's going to realize that he's a fucking unrepentant, inefficient gunner on the Warriors this year and plays zero defense. Trust me. Under 47.5. I love that. So, nice one. All right, good. There we go. That is the first bit of news. And there's no real other sort of news, like, apart from, like, Clay sort of throwing out there. He might be back quicker than people expect. As soon as I just said the Golden State Warriors thing, look, the Clay thing, he's shooting around already. I don't think they rush him back. I think they look at this year as a bit of a recharge, return next year kind of year. So, it's all right. And the other bit of news was... we're going to talk about this in the unpopular opinion today, but Masai Ujiri won't be charged for reportedly, allegedly shoving a fucking deputy in California. Get fucked. That was so dumb. I'm very angry about that. And obviously, we mentioned it yesterday. No Blake Griffin to start off the season for the Pistons. Yeah. Might want to look at that Pistons under as well. All right, let's take a short break, and then we'll get into the game wraps brought to you by USSportsTickets.com right after this.
Hey, this is Isaac Humphries, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
G'day, how you going? It's Jimmy. Look, yes, if you're like me, you're probably sick of hearing your favorite podcast being broken up by ads for ticketing sites that are all in bloody US dollars. They all cost an arm and a leg, and then you have to convert the prices and everything, and it sucks. That's what makes USSportsTickets.com awesome. Because yes, there's a ripper Aussie site that specializes in sorting you out with tickets to all sorts of US sports, and they're called USSportsTickets.com. They do exactly what they say on the tin. They hook you, an Aussie, up with tickets to US sports. It's easy as. And look, the NBA season just tipped off, So, mate, what are you waiting for? Come on. I mean, look, say you're planning a holiday to the States. Off you go. You're like, oh, I want to go to an NBA game. How do I get tickets? Well, there you go. USSportsTickets.com. Simple as, mate. Also, what I hate is when podcasts spell out the URL to you like you're an idiot, you know? It's always weird. I trust you to get USSportsTickets.com right. I believe in you. The best bit is, there's a couple of best bits. First, they've got great tickets to all the major US sports, obviously. Second, they're Aussie owned and operated. And that means their customer service is legitimately unreal. 24/7, they're going to sort you out quick as. I love that. Third, it's easy as to use because it comes in Aussie dollars. It's unreal. Fourth, that means you don't do maths when you're trying to like figure out, oh, how much does it cost me to go to an NBA game? It's right there. It's simple as, mate. I don't know about you. I hate doing maths. And the fifth good thing, mate, we've got you covered. Enter the code STRAYA when you check out. They'll sling you 5% off. How good's that? Anyway, support the legends who support us. Get around USSportsTickets.com. Go see King Deli or Big Simo and Jonah. Go see them. You can smash a 10 or 20 or whatever, and that'll be good. Best part is you get 5% off with the code STRAYA. So there you go. USSportsTickets.com. Get around it. All right, let's get into it. It's the game wraps for the first day of the NBA season. And these game wraps are brought to you by USSportsTickets.com. You just heard their ad. Get around them. They're legends. I love them. They're amazing. It's the ideal sort of shit as well. Look, I've just yelled about it already. They're amazing. Get around it. All right, so we had the two games today. We had the reigning champions taking on the ostensible young challengers, the New Orleans Pelicans up there in Canada. The Raptors, they got their championship rings, and they're like, these are the biggest championship rings ever, eh? And it's like, all right, good job, Toronto. Yeah, awesome, because big is always better. What about the motion in the ocean, mate? Now, great, fun, awesome game. And look, it was meant to be way, way, way more fun, but Zion's obviously out for 6 to 8 weeks off the Pelicans. And you're sitting there going, oh, all right, well, this is a bit shit, but still... Fun ass game. This was a tight game from the jump, wasn't it? Raptors end up winning at 131-22 in overtime. Kind of thought the Pels had it late. A couple of Giroux free throws here and there, and back they got into it. And nope, the Raps just stuck with it. Siakam fouled out before the end of regulation, but they still smoked him in the OT thanks to a bit of Freddie Van Vliet and the fighting Van Vliets. Norm Powell even had a shot to win this at the buzzer and missed it. Nick Nurse. Oh, here's one. Coaching challenges today. What the fuck was up with that? What a shit show that is. I'm still trying to get my head around it. It's going to be even funnier tomorrow when there's 11 games. We're like, he did what? Fucking who? Jesus. Anyway, 8-0 run in overtime. Finished it off. Big three from Fred Van Vliet of the Fighting Van Vliets. And then another one from Big Buddha Cal Lowry. Absolutely hype game this was, though. Even without Zion, the Raps fans were absolutely beside themselves. Really, really fun intro. Awesome scenes. I was just stoked that the NBA was back. Really nice build-up. Still don't like that Raptors court, though. It's weird. Anyway, so for the Pelicans, they shoot 42% from the floor as well as from three, which is weird. Unfortunately, 19 turnovers really tripped them over. 12 in the second half and overtime really sort of shot themselves in the foot. Spindles Ingram started off looking all right. Powell sort of jumped out there, too. He had 22 on 8 of 19 shooting in the end. Fell off pretty hard in the second half. 5 assists, 5 rebounds. Yeah, I don't know. Without Zion, this is Spindles Ingram's chance to shine and make that bag for next year, isn't it? It's like, oh, I'm going to be a restricted free agent going into next season. I better make hay while the Zion's not around, motherfucker, or else he'd eat the hay. Drew Holiday, he played 41 minutes. Had 13 points on 15 shots, 1 of 6 from downtown. You always tend to feel like when Giroux shoots okay, the Pelicans win games. When he doesn't, they fall agonizingly short. And this is exactly what happened. But I still just love Giroux. So underrated. Lonzo Ball only played 25 minutes for his new club. 2 of 7 from the floor. 2 of 3 from three. 8 points. 5 rebounds. 5 assists. It's the classic Lonzo. JJ Redick went 6 of 9. Nice. For 16 points. He looked great at times. Josh Hart, though. Who would have thought that he'd be out there during crunch time? That was amazing. 15 points. 4 of 9 shooting from him. 10 rebounds and an assist. He was awesome. Etwan Moore, though, he was Etwan less tonight. 5 points on 2 of 7 shooting. Nickeil Alexander-Walker was the big one. We're going to talk about him in a second. In 12 minutes, geez. Oh, geez, Nico, what are you doing, mate? I love that you've got the green light, but maybe just lay off the trigger for a second. We're going to talk about him in a second again, but don't worry about it. It's pretty funny. Hey, Nicolò Melli, hello. 5 of 7 from the floor, 4 of 5 from three. He was amazing. 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 14 points for the Rook. He was great. But they just couldn't quite catch the Raptors. They just had two giant standout performers, 40% from the floor, 35 from three. Go the Raps. Pascal Siakam, way to celebrate that bag, mate. He was absolutely unreal. He's going to pop up again in a second, but Jesus. And same for Fred VanVleet of the Fighting VanVleets. He must have, like, the biggest balls outside of literally... He's actually got grizzly bear balls. That's how he goes in Canada. Like, grizzly bears look at Fred VanVleet, the Fighting VanVleets, and go, nah, I don't want to fuck with that guy. Yeah, nah, I'm out of here. I'll see you guys later. That's how it goes. It's like the opposite of the Revenant. OG Anunoby, the OG Anunoby, 11 and 7 for him. He was pretty good. Filling some good gaps, and you feel like him and Pascal, instead of Kawhi, we'll take it. Mark, Coach Killer Gasol, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 of 9 from the floor, 5 fouls, and this is Mark Gasol in the regular season now. I get to do what I want. He gets to loaf through the regular season, turn it on for the playoffs because he's done it before. He'll do it again. He won a title. You don't have to tell Marc Gasol to play during the regular season. He don't give a fuck. Big boot to Kyle Lowry at 22, 5, and 6. 4 of 15 shooting, though, but and 3-11 from deep, but popped up at crucial moments and was very good. Serge Ibaka, 13 and 5. Norm! Powell had 5 points and 8 rebounds. Terry Davis, Terrence, 5 points. Nick Nurse played only 8 guys in the season opener. I fucking loved it. He's like, we're going to make a statement to make sure we win this so everyone remembers that we're good. Raptors win. They're 1-0 on the season. Pelicans 0-1. We're going to talk about the Raptors later, but Jesus. What else? Then the second game. After that goes to overtime, and the Raptors take it home, sending Canada into Raptors, where the LA Lakers versus the LA Clippers. And the Clippers win it 112-102 without Paul George and against a basically full-strength Lakers team. Sans what? Rondo? Whatever. Lakers got out-rebounded 45-41, which is pretty weird when the Clippers, their starting center played 10 minutes, and his name's Ivica Zubac, and you have Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis. What the fuck, Lakers? Like, what the fuck? How do you get out-rebounded by the Clippers? Who are basically starting the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and, like, bringing dudes off the bench. A lot of gang rebounding on your Clips. Anyway, 112-102. Clippers win it. Lakers, their prize offseason acquisition shone hugely in this game. That's right. Danny Green, 28 points. The most in a Lakers debut in all of Lakers history, which is amazing. Just as well they signed him. That's great. All right, I need a new can. Give us a second. This is a thing when you record late. Oh, shit, it went everywhere. Ha! Oh, that's good. Need that. Stomping ground. What a fucking beer. Anyway, 28 points, 10 of 14 from the floor, 7 of 9 from 3, 7 rebounds, plus 7. Danny Green. Just as well they showed him the bag and traded everything. Oh, wait, no, they did that for Anthony Davis. Wow. Danny Green has the game of his life. 28 points. And they lose. Yep, that's right. Anthony Davis chucked down a 25-10-5 at just a lazy 25-10-5. 2 blocks. Unfortunately, though, shot 8 of 21 from the floor, which is, look, when you're fucking 6'20", like you are Anthony Davis, and you're going up against the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man of Ivica Zubac, feel like 25-10-5 isn't quite enough. LeBron James at 18-9-8. Also, inefficient from the floor, 7 of 19 shooting. Jesus. 1 of 5 from deep to go with Anthony Davis' 0 of 2. Yeah, going to be a problem with LeBron and AD if they're not hitting threes. Like, Danny Green hits fucking 7 and they still lose because Anthony Davis and LeBron don't go any good from deep. JaVale McGee, I mean, 17 minutes, 4 points, 2 rebounds. 2 rebounds for JaVale. What the fuck, mate? JaVale, you've got 2 jobs. Don't look like a giant fucking Gumby all of the time and get some rebounds, you dickhead.
Two blocks for JaVale as well, though. Anyway, Avery Bradley was in mid-season form. 3 of 7 shooting, 2 of 5 from deep for 8 points. Lovely. Troy Daniels, 1 of 5 from deep, 6 points. Jared Spudley Dudley, 6 points, hit both of his threes. He was actually handy. Didn't mind that too much. He was, however, a minus 20 in 13 minutes. Love it. Dwight Howard, 3 and 6 in a block, 4 fouls in 19 minutes. I hate just Dwight Howard in general, obviously, but 19 minutes, number 39, I hated every second of it. He did have a dunk where it's like, oh, here we go on a giant Lakers run that brought them all the way back to tie it up. And then the Clippers just gave him the old clamps. Quinn Cook just went 2 of 7 and he was yeesh. And Lakers not named Danny Green shot 6 of 24 from the three, which is, not good. 6 of 24, just saying. Who else? On the Clippers, look, that's literally it for the Lakers. No Caruso, which is probably a bit of a problem, I'd say. We're going to talk about the notorious KCP in a second as well, but Jesus. He played the most minutes off the bench, and the fact that I've not mentioned him in this rap yet will tell you a lot. The Clippers, Kawhi! 30 points in his Clippers debut. 10 of 19 from the floor. 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 6 turnovers. Great debut for Kawhi. Looks a bit clunky, I'll tell you that, but still. No other starter had double figures for the Clips, though. Two Pats. Oh, tubby Two Pats. 4 points, 1 of 3 shooting. Zubac in 10 minutes. 8 points and 4 of 4 shooting. 1 rebound. Mate, come on, Zubac. What are you doing? Pat Bev went 1 of 7, 0 of 5 from 3. 2 points, but 10 rebounds. There's Zubac's rebounds right there. 6 assists as well for Pat Bev. And Sham, wow. Landry Shamit. 3 of 8 from 8 points as well. It didn't matter, though, because the bench, the Clippers bench, everyone's like, oh, it doesn't matter if your bench is good. That matters if they score 60 fucking points. Jesus. That's right. They scored 60 points. The Lakers bench scored 19.
Yeah, that'll do it there, pal.
Lou Will, 21 points, 7 assists, 8 of 14, was fucking deadly. Beat LeBron to a rebound late as well. That sealed the win. Montrez. He had 17 and 7. Just didn't miss a fucking beat. Don't be more heartless. Had 10. Jermichael Green. Jermichael. 10 and 6. Look, the Clips took what the Lakers threw at him, weathered it, then went fucking pow, kicked him the nuts, ran away with the ball, and went, fuck you. Clippers own Staples now. That's how it goes. Lakers 0-1 on the season. Clips 1-0. And there we go. Those are the game wraps brought to you by USSportsTickets.com. Go get around them. All right, let's get the NBA Australia Proof Performance of the Night, shall we?
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That's a knife. Pascal Siakam, Siakam, because nothing screams. Thanks for the 4 years, 150 mil, and Kawhi. Who? 34 points, 18 rebounds, 5 assists, 11 to 26 shooting, a block. Fuck you, Kawhi Leonard. Who needs ya? Says Pascal. That was amazing. Can't believe he fouled out on a charge on the wing into fucking JJ Redick of all things too. But still, Pascal Siakam, Siakam went. He's not the hero that Canada needs. He's the hero that they deserve. Sure. But he was incredible. And it literally was just like, oh, okay. So they've just replaced Kawhi. Legendary. So Raps fans are going to feel good about that one. Like, hot damn, we lose Kawhi. But we already had new Kawhi on the fucking team. Absolutely crazy. Other thing is they also have better Kyle Lowry. That's right. Fred VanVleet of the Fight VanVleet. 34 points. A career high for big balls. Fred VanVleet of the Fight and VanVleet. Took him home late as well. He was incredible. 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, 2 of 18. From the floor, including 5 of 7 from downtown. Did he have another fucking kid in the offseason? Holy shit. Fred VanVleet. God damn. 5'10", all of him. Stones the size of fucking Uluru. Anyway, on your Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam Siakam, they were the two approved performances of the first game. The second game, Danny Green. Danny, not the boxer Green. The fact that the most points ever for a Laker in their debut is now Danny Green is probably my favorite dumb, stupid Lakers thing ever. It was Kareem with 27 on his debut. LeBron had 26 last year, tying Magic and Stu Lance. And Danny Green hit 7 threes, get 28, and sets a fucking new mark. Absolutely unreal. But at the same time, when Danny Green goes off and shoots 10 of 14 and 7 of 9 from downtown for 28 points, sets a new Lakers record in a debut, and you fucking lose to the Clippers? Yeah, nah. Come on, mate. What are you doing? So let's give this to Kawhi, 36 and 5. He was absolutely fucking unreal. Every time he touched the ball, something like 6 turnovers, but Jesus, he was good. Yeah. Anyway, good job, Kawhi. You're pretty bloody good. Yeah. Get that on the big jobs, though, don't you? Lakers, just saying. What about Old Mate No Mates?
Old Mate No Mates.
Old Mate No Mates.
Old Mate No
Mates.
Old Mate No Mates.
Old Mate No Mates.
Old Mate No Mates.
Who's got No Mates today? Jeez, how good was it to have the NBA back? Just to have Reggie Miller and Chris Webber back saying dumb shit and fucking stuff up left and right. Really makes you appreciate having basketball back, doesn't it? Look, I don't know about you, but I can't wait for the fucking ESPN broadcast tomorrow where I then get to yell about how much Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy's fucking tired-ass shtick annoys the crap out of me. But Reggie, not knowing that Chicago's in Illinois, was pretty funny. Chris Webber saying that the Pelicans were just resting Zion was pretty fun too. So yeah, Old Mate No Mates across that. And yes, Chris Webber might have been talking about the fact that they probably should have been resting him out of like preseason shit. It's like, but he didn't get injured in a preseason game, Chris. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Anyway, hate that stuff. Jesus Christ. It was just like a crash course and like, oh, how good is it to have basketball? Oh, fuck up, Reggie, Chris, fuck, Jesus. A lot of that. And also, Old Mate, No Mates. I mean, LeBron, he's sitting there going, all right, sweet, I've remade this team. Oh, fuck, we lost to the Clippers. Then he has to give this speech at his locker after the game. Why does he have to sound like he's giving a fucking boring ass sales meeting recap speech every time he's speaking to the media? I mean, just say, like, just be a bit fucking lighthearted with it, LeBron. It's a process of figuring stuff out. It's a fun rivalry. Ooh, hopefully we'll get him next time. Off we go. See you later. On ya. Instead, he's like out there going, look, it's a rivalry. People want to make this. And it's like, oh, I'm already bored. Fuck up, LeBron. Jesus. Can't wait to see you in Space Jam 2. Anyway, Spud of the Night.
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the Night.
Spud of the Night. Look, you're a rookie, Nickeil Alexander-Walker. No, I love you. 12 minutes. I appreciate the gumption of just coming out and going, fuck it, I'm going to shoot. 12 minutes, 1 of 10, he goes. 3 points, 1 of 7 from downtown. 4 rebounds, 2 assists. No conscience about him. Absolutely wild. I loved it. I'm fucking on board. But yeah, you should probably shoot better than 1 of 10. But we can't give it to a rookie in his first game because at least, you know, he doesn't know any better. The notorious KCP, however. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. That's right. I mean, what a fucking spud. Just keeping up that preseason form where he like ISO'd, got everyone to clear out, waved everybody off. Then took a step back three that he fucking airballed. Tonight plays 27 minutes. Goes 0 of 3 from the floor, including 0 of 2 from downtown. 3 assists, 3 rebounds, 5 fouls for 0 points. Wow. Would he still be in the fucking league if he didn't have Rich Paul as his agent? Get the fuck out of here. Wow, I'm going to just like end up yelling about how much the Lakers need a handy wing that can shoot threes and play a little bit of defense. That should be the notorious KCP, but he's out here being a fucking giant spud and making us all look like assholes. KCP, get your shit together. Panting of the night, the Lakers. I mean, as a team, at full strength without Rondo, basically, losing the Clippers without Paul George. Fuck me, that's like getting up at school assembly to read out some dumb announcement and getting dacked by the substitute teacher. Jesus. Unbelievable. Finally, better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody as long as it's our company going bankrupt. Better than Lonzo Ball today is his teammate, Nicola Melli. Hello! 5 of 7 from the floor, 4 of 5 from deep, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. 14 points. He was awesome until he airballed a 3 late. Where you're like, Nicolo, I'm pretty sure you have been shooting FIBA threes a lot. And this one was from NBA 3, and you missed it pretty badly. But still, better than Lonzo Ball. Lonzo did, look, defensively, you can see the flashes. I'm okay with that. But, oh, man, 2 of 7, 8, 5, and 5. Only the one turnover, but still a minus 7. Just did not like it that much. Expected a little bit better. You know, I was a little bit hype going into this season, but oh well. All right, anyway, we've already blown the 30 minutes right out of the fucking water, basically. So let's go to a break and come back with Yenaz, unpopular opinion of the day, and Outback Takehouse, and just go, fuck it, who cares? Right after this.
This is Mitch Creek, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Yeah, nah, we're going to take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. You know how this goes. Number one, are the Pelicans going to be Pelicans or be Pelicans and be a playoff team without 2 months of Zion Williamson? Yeah, nah. I don't think so. You saw it today. Like, they just don't have quite the oomph to get over the top of good teams, and the West is fucking full of good teams. 8 weeks is a long time. You can get really behind the fucking eight ball in 8 weeks. And I feel like the eight ball, when it looks like the player that you're missing, Zion there, yeah, you're going to be a long way behind it. And when that eight ball rolls back into fucking the team in 2 months' time with a bung knee, you might be staring at a pretty big deficit, especially in the West. So, I don't know, all the talk of the Pelicans being a playoff team, I wasn't 100% on board with it. I had them in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th place? 12, 13, 14, 15, yeah. 11th place in the West, and I feel pretty good about that. Yeah, I can't quite see it. Without 2 months of Zion, I just don't really like the look of this team. If Spindles Ingram sort of steps up and goes, all right, let's fucking do this thing, maybe, but yeah, don't like it. Next up, are the Raptors actually contenders now after that big fucking, like, come from behind, kick some ass, take some names, win? Yeah, nah. Oh, fuck. Oh, Pascal Siakam. Nah, look, nah. This took a huge Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet, the fight in VanVleet, a career game from him, and overtime to get over a fucking Pelicans team that has about 80 new players and has never played together and was without the number one draft pick, Zion Williamson. So, look, the Raptors hype train, it was good for them to win game one the night they get their rings, but let's just pump the fucking brakes on that a little bit. I still feel good about me calling them going, 43 and 39 and coming sixth in the East. So, all right, and then finally, last big reaction from today. Should the Lakers be worried? Yeah, nah. Look, it's one game, though they still do look one wing dude slash shooter short, don't they? And I don't know. We may have yelled about this in the season preview with Tim. The idea behind playing with LeBron James for the last 15 fucking years has been surrounding with shooters. Instead, they've gone, nah, Rondo will be good. Fuck off. I don't know. If you're a Lakers fan, I'd be fucking ropeable at the way this team has been constructed. Danny Green, love it. That's awesome. Avery Bradley, up and down. But as Lakers fan Tim pointed out yesterday, they don't have just dudes who are absolute fucking dead-eye guns outside of Danny Green. And even he is up and down at the very best of times. Troy Daniels, they need about 87 of him. Instead, they've got KCPs, Quinn Cooks, Carusos, Norval Juniors and shit. It's just like, ugh. Feel like they could have done better. Anyway. Whatever. Unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. Hey, can we punish the fucking shithead cop for making up spurious bullshit on Masai Ujiri? Yeah. So it came out today that California prosecutors were like, oh, yeah, we're not going to charge Masai Ujiri for, like, air quotes, shoving a sheriff's deputy after the championship winning game in Oakland last June just gone. The DA's office said that it met with Masai and his attorneys, and they decided the matter was better handled outside of the courtroom. AKA, we won't sue this shithead fucking cop for lying out his fucking ass if you just drop this shit, you fuckheads. You know? Like, fuck that. I hope Masai sues the fuck out of that dipshit for being a bitch. He pushed me, sir. Sir, he pushed me after I tried to stop him going on the court because he's black. And, I mean, it's because he didn't have credentials. He had credentials. I know he showed me his credentials, but he shoved me. Fuck off. Get the fuck. I hate this fucking guy. And I hate this entire fucking story. And that guy should be fucking fired. Fuck him. Oh, he pushed me. Fuck off. What were you doing in front of him, you dickhead? Did you do that to Joe Lacob as well, you prick? Fuck off. All right. Anyway, Outback Takehouse. Let's do it. You gonna step into Outback Takehouse? It's Wednesday at Outback, and you know what that means. West Sydney Razorback ribs cooked by West Sydney Razorback legend Derek Rucker. Only at Outback. Goes great as a flame grilled take. And today's flame grilled take special is... Kawhi Leonard strung the Lakers along in the summer for precisely this reason. After looking at playing with LeBron and AD and what they could put together on that roster... He knew that if he waited a while to sign with the Clips, he'd get Paul George and fuck the Lakers at the same time. Because their roster's a piece of shit, the Clippers was good, and he fucked them even harder. That's why Kawhi's one step ahead at all times. Only at Outback. I like that, actually. I mean, could you imagine Kawhi going to those meetings and LeBron being like, hey, man, nah, it's cool. You get to be the number one banana between me and AD. And he's like, there's no fucking way that's going to happen. Fuck you guys. Also, who's your, like, third best player at the moment? Oh, it'd be... You're trying to tell me it's going to be me. Who else can we get? Yeah, fuck no. You looked at the Clippers, a ready-made roster. I'll get Paul George. We're going to fucking smoke him. Away we go. Nice. All right, let's go and take a break and come back with some Shane Heal Shooter Shoot Your Shot, Light Him Up Award, Patty Mills Game Day, Baller Game Day, Twitter Check-In, and all the game reviews and picks for tomorrow. Legendary. Right after...
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
He threw it down! Are you healed? Are you healed?
Praise the Lord, I'm healed.
Praise the Lord, I'm healed. That's right, it's a Shane Heal Shooter Shoot Your Shot, Light Him Up Award, and that easily goes to Fred VanVleet fighting Van Vliet today. But Jimmy, what about Danny Green? He set a Lakers record on debut of 28 points. Yeah, 28 points. 7 of 9 shooting, that's pretty good. You know what Fred VanVleet, the fighting VanVleet's fucking well did? Jesus! 12 of 18 shooting, 5 of 7 from downtown, a career high 34. That is Shane the Hammer Heal-esque if I ever have seen it. If Shane Heal had been given the old green light like Fred VanVleet has, easily we would have been putting up 34s in 7 assist games, left, right, and bloody well center. Legendary. On ya. All right, what about the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in? We do have a very, very nice Twitter check-in for the Patty Mills Twitter check-in today. William Alexander at Chill Wheel tweeted out, tomorrow is going to be the first hashtag Game Day Baller Game Day of the year. Word to Patty Mills. Hashtag Ghostbirds go. Patty retweeted William Alexander on your Will. Patty saying, haha, you think I should still do it? I mean, you fucking well better, Patty. Mate. Like, we've got an entire fucking segment built around it. So it'd be very, very handy if you did. So please do, Patty. Please. Please do. All right. Nice one. All right. Let's finally get around to some game previews. Jesus. Do you reckon I should, like, record later at night every time? A couple of tins in, I'm fucking flying through this. This is great. All right, let's do the game preview, shall we?
Game previews! Game previews!
For tomorrow, Thursday, October 24th, let's quickly, and we're going to do a bit of a, you know, not over-under, but we're going to look at every line for every game and make a pick all this season. So today's did not grow great in from yesterday's show. We picked the Pelicans plus 7.5 without Zion. That was a miss just thanks to that fucking overtime and then that extra three. And the Clippers, Lakers, we had the Lakers minus 2.5. That was a loss too. And even the Lakers Clippers over was a miss too of 225.5 points. So no good, not great, pretty shit. was how we went today. But trust me, tomorrow's games, we're going to do much better, especially with all our betting. Trust me. I mean, why wouldn't you trust me? I've done so well so far. Anyway. Oh, Jesus. All right, let's do it then, shall we? And in terms of the, look, we're going to also bring back the Australian Player Watch, obviously, but that'll be tomorrow because all the Australians are in action tomorrow. So the Australian Player Watch is Thon versus Indy tomorrow, Kung Fu Thon. We've got Big Benny Simo and Jonah versus Boston. You got Bangers versus Sacramento, Patty versus the Knicks, Rowdy versus the Wiz, Jingles and Dante versus OKC, and King Daly versus Orlando, who waived Isaac Humphrey, so fuck them. Just saying. All right, so we've got 11 games. A huge, huge slate tomorrow. Can't wait. So let's go through it. We'll make our picks as we do it. I'm doing these picks live as well. I'm just looking at the odds and making the picks. So Chicago at Charlotte. Oh, geez. Give me the Bulls -3 every fucking... Charlotte are going to be so bad this year. I don't think people realize. The Bulls will be better than people expect. Charlotte will be worse than they people expect. So I'm going to live bet some of these as well. So I'm going to take the Bulls -3. Detroit at Indiana. Now, Detroit will be without Blake Griffin, don't forget. Indy will obviously be without Victor Oladipo, but they will have Miles Turner, Malcolm Brogdon and co. I will take the Pacers -7.5. I think they win by about 8 or 9. It's not a giant blowout just because the Pacers, I don't think, will be doing too much of that this year, especially before Victor gets there. But Pistons without Blake, yeah, they're fucked. No good. No good. Orlando hosting. Who is it? Stephen A. Smith?
Cleveland,
that's right. Delhi and the Cavs go to Orlando. Orlando are favorited by 8 points. And I like that. Orlando, look, people have come after me saying, how can you say that Orlando are going to be boring? I'm like, well, because will you watch a lot of Orlando games? Also, oh, but Fultz is on them. Yeah, Fultz can't shoot yet. And until he fucking proves it, then I don't give a shit. But I feel like the Cavs cover this. I think Orlando win this by about 6. But give me the Cavs +8. I like it. Boston at Philly. Awesome game. Can't wait. I will take the Sixers -5. I think they crush this one. They win by about 10. And Boston is sort of sitting there going, well, but I thought we were good. And you're like, all right, cool. Tatum, though, can't score against Josh Richardson. Best of luck with that. Give me the Sixers -5. Wolves visit Brooklyn. Brooklyn -3.5. I will take the Wolves +3.5 there. I think Brooklyn will be good this year. I don't think they're going to be good in the first 2 weeks of the season, however, as they try to figure out all the moving parts. Whereas the Wolves, you know, look, they're going to be okay to start off the season, then they're going to be a shit show. So give me the Wolves +3.5. Grizzlies visit Miami Heat. The Heat will smoke the Grizzlies. Apologies to Grizzlies fans, but look, you're not going to be good. 7.5 points. The Heat will win that by about 9-10, no problems at least. Knicks, San Antonio, the Spurs are -10 favorites. Look, the Spurs are going to be good. They don't really tend to blow out teams. The Knicks are bad, but I don't know if they're 10 points worse than the Spurs in the opening game of the season. But I have to go with the Spurs. I feel like, oh, 10 points is tough. Actually, fuck it. Let's go Knicks. Yeah, Knicks +10. Don't feel good about it, but I reckon the Spurs win by about 8. Wizards at Mavericks, giving the Mavs -8.5 in a heartbeat. The Wiz are horrible. The Mavs are going to smoke them. Thunder at Jazz. Jazz are favored by 9. I think the Thunder will keep that closer than 9. The Jazz, the hype will be real. This game will be closer than you expect. The Jazz will probably win it by about 8, but that's not 9. So give me the Thunder by 9. Nuggets at Blazers. Oh, replay of the second round series from last year. Give me the Nuggets +1.5. Is that right? Yeah. Sorry, Blazers fans. Sorry, Petty X Pete. Reckon Nuggets win that. And finally, Sacramento at Phoenix. Bangers finally gets unveiled. Kings are -1.5. I will take the Kings. Unreal. And look, in terms of best bets, I will give you the New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs over 214 points. I think the Spurs it's like a weird like 115, 113 game. So I think they do that easy. So there you go. Awesome. Holy shit, is that it? Woo, that's it. First day of the season in the bag. Unbelievable. Yep, we're back daily anyway. So we're back tomorrow. It's going to be good with all the usual dumbassery. You know that. Bunch of best bets, all that good shit, game wraps. 11 games. Can you believe it? In the meantime, make sure you've gotten around the NBA Australia Kickstarter. Go buy a t-shirt, a stubby holder. Do it right now. Click on all the links from our Facebook, Twitter, IG. Go to kickstarter.com, search NBA Australia. It's all over it. Buy a fucking t-shirt or a cornhole set, would you? And Dally, if you're listening, buy one of those cornhole sets. And also make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, IG. We're all over the socials all the time. Get around NBAAustralia.com. Go buy some shit through Amazon. Click on the Amazon button at NBAAustralia.com. They kick us a shekel or two on the back end if you do that. Chuck us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever app you listen to on your Android phone. Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all that stuff. Rate and review. It helps out heaps. I don't know how the fucking algorithms and shit work, but that seems to help. Right, big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Their debut album, Running Out of Time, is awesome. Best album of the year. Easy. Easy. Fuck, it's good. Also, big thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, 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 and Dozers for all the tunes you hear throughout NBA Australia. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp and Facey. And remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Unreal. And we're going to close out with a brand new episode of Rowdy's Recos. And look, a heads up, this season, the skits at the end of each episode might be a little bit shorter than you used to. But it's just because I've got no fucking time, you know? Get that on the big jobs. So Rowdy's Reco today, and we will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, Lurdles on! Ah, hello there, friends. It's Ryan Rowdy Brockoff here, back for the latest installment of Rowdy's Recos, where I, Ryan Rowdy Brockoff, try to help you live a little bit more of a stress-free life. After all, I played in Russia, where I once spent an entire February having batteries thrown at me, and I still don't know why. So I've dealt with ridding myself of my share of stress. Okay, so this week's Rowdy's Reco is really, really, really simple. Get a dog before you have a baby. That's it. Just trust me on this one. Okay, so that's our Rowdy Reco for this week. We'll have another one for you next week. Until then, I've been Ryan Rowdy Brockoff. Keep living your best life, and namaste.